I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Adrian Mendoza. Adrian's the founder and general partner of Mendoza Ventures. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. Super exciting to be here.
Great to have you on here. I see you're an entrepreneur yourself and a venture capitalist. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you and about your company?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, I had been a serial entrepreneur. I had built two companies in the Boston area. And in 2015, my wife and I said, well, what are we going to do next? Do we want to go do it again? And at that point, we said, well, why don't we take our winnings and take our experience and head into the other side of the table as the VC route. And we started Mendoza Ventures with my wife and partner in 2016. We ran it for about 2 years with a few really close friends that were also either advisors to companies as our first investors. Did about three investments back then. And we really focused on three things. One, investing in really early stage company. We're the first VC money in. So after you've done maybe a friends and family round, you'll look at doing anywhere from 500 to a million. This is where we step in. Two, we focus on AI, fintech, and cybersecurity. We're really leveraging our core strengths, having been operators before. And three, we leverage at taking our investors, our LP. We're taking that model of venture capital. We're breaking that black box open and giving those investors who are the main experts, who are senior executives in the financial services industry, who've invested in our fund, who are now being able to connect, have us connect them to those entrepreneurs to really give them an extra little bit of edges at, you know, what I like to say is in that early stage, the money is great, but the access to expertise, access to operators who've done it before, access to people who know your industry really has an ability to take a company and skyrocket them into the next direction.
You've just in your opening touched on so many different things, so many different directions.
Absolutely.
Really,
it's
fabulous.
What I do.
So one of the things I wanted to ask is that transition from owner operator to venture capitalist. Not an easy transition to make. What prompted you to do that? You said you and your wife sort of stepped back and said, you know, now it's our opportunity to help others and to be a part of that process. But how have you found that transition for you?
Absolutely. You know, I look at it as we should have just done this years ago. It was actually fun. You know, when we look at it, it's as an entrepreneur, you are heads down, whether you are doing a tech startup, whether you're doing a small, medium business, whether you're doing any type of business, it really becomes a family business. Your kids are involved, your family's involved. It really encompasses your life.
It's a dinner table conversation.
It's a dinner table conversation. It's when kids are going to bed. And we had done two businesses already in the Boston area. We had raised venture capital on them. And right at 2016, we looked at it. It's like, what do we take that next step? And my wife had always been really involved with our companies. She'd really kind of been, you know, that COO, that unofficial COO that really had been hands-on.
Unofficial 24/7.
Right, exactly. Unofficial 24/7. Like we had, you know, I was pitching VCs as my wife was in labor. Like this was a family, you know, event. We had two kids while we had, you know, our second startup. And then when we looked at it, said, how do we take that expertise? How do we take like what we've done before and really sort of go out into those entrepreneurs and the companies that we built and really share that experience? And what we've seen in the last 2 years, that experience has really been amazing. We're giving them a perspective, especially early on, to the challenges that I've had, learnings that I've had, and especially with both of us. And in 2019, we actually scaled our business up from being really more of like a family office between both of us and a handful of friends that were also investors to now building an official fund. So this is our second fund, which is now a $20 million fund. We've brought in some really amazing people. I like to say I'm great. My wife is great. My business partners are great. But really what makes us different is these investors, these men and women with this amazing experience who now believe in me, believe in my wife, believe in my other partners, to come in and say, we believe in your mission of growing early stage entrepreneurs, early stage companies, and being sort of investing their money, their time, and their expertise to really growing an amazing set of companies.
Well, I think you've really touched on an interesting formula, and I know it sounds somewhat ridiculous to say the money's the easy part, but in a lot of respects, there's a lot of money on the sidelines waiting
Absolutely.
To get into deals. The real value that it sounds like you bring in addition to, you know, because obviously the money's the fuel to keep it going, but the connections and that ability to been there, done that, you know, let's go down a path because we know we've got the experience, we've got the history. So, you know, those sort of the intangibles in some ways, those relationships, that expertise is, I think, a real core ingredient that a lot of entrepreneurs miss. They're like, oh, we just want the money. Well, absolutely. You know, the money is only going to help keep the engine alive. It's the other pieces that are going to propel you to success.
No, absolutely. You're right on. I think for our entrepreneurs, we like when we invest in the company, we tell them, like, welcome to join our family. Really, it's that, you know, from having built that family business to now having built a VC firm, we really keep that touch point. You're always sort of, we are talking with our entrepreneurs on a weekly basis, even the ones that have exited and have, you know, where we've sold a company, you know, perfect example, this little guy here. This is a company that we sold in 5 months. 2 days ago, the founder of that company was at my dinner table.
Wonderful. So you really have an incredible connection with them and, you know, sort of live in the trenches with them.
Absolutely. Because we're having gone through that multiple life cycles of it, we know exactly where they're heading for, you know, that we know exactly like how it's going to affect the growth of their business, the growth of their family. And so we really are tying the entrepreneur, the investor, and us together to really grow these small set of companies.
Would you say that to some degree your business model or at least your approach to investing is quite different than the traditional venture capital model? I mean, it certainly sounds it.
It actually is. I mean, part of what's interesting is that when you look upstream, when you look at these really the bigger firms that are the C and D rounds, they're actually using our model. I'd like to say that I came up with it, but I didn't. I actually, you know, leveraged what they were doing really, really upstream, where these big funds are only investing in 5 or 6 companies. We are only, out of our new fund, going to invest in 15 companies. And it really is a boutique approach, so that when either an investor or someone like yourself says, hey, Adrian, tell me about your companies, I can just go down the list and know exactly what every CEO is doing, what every company is doing, because we're really looking at how do I take this very, very hands-on boutique model, and instead of doing 30 or 60 or 80 investments, with these 15, we can look at how do we look at early acquisitions? How do we look at early partnerships? How do we introduce them to customers? How do we introduce them to other investors? How do we introduce them to people that they want to hire? Because from my experience, if you do it right, you're not just growing the entrepreneur, you're not just growing the business, you're also growing, you know, the amount of families in Massachusetts and in abroad that are depending on these startups to build families, to build, you know, great networks as these businesses scale.
To add employees and to generate, you know, like all small businesses do, the engine that generates the economy, keeps
exactly.
things moving. So it's interesting because you talk about being a boutique and just on the surface of it, 15 sounds like a lot to be, you know, one guy or you and your partner and partners to be able to touch. We all know that as an entrepreneur, you know, having one business is a challenge. So from your perch, so to speak, your view as a VC, how do you ensure that you're active with 15 companies?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny enough that like that number seems a lot, but your typical firm, the seed round firm, will do 30 to 40 investments.
Hence the challenge.
Hence the challenge.
Of really providing those intangible values. Right?
Absolutely. We come, you know, a lot of people reach out to us and say, how are you going to do that with only 15? Why? And I'm like, no, I'm really taking very calculated bets where, you know, with our new fund, we brought in a new general partner out of PayPal. And so now there's two founders of our firm, one other new general partner, and we each are going to take and shepherd 5 companies each. Okay. From getting them in to learn with them and spend time with them all the way to selling that company. So it's really 5 companies that you're going to handhold, that you're going to be part of. You know, right now we have 3 companies in our portfolio and we are talking to them on a daily basis, if not on a weekly basis. We like, even the companies from our first fund, we're always still talking to them. We're still, you know, how's it going? Where are you guys at? You know, at a certain point, one of our portfolio companies who's now gone past an A round, and we're like, yeah, okay, great. You don't need us anymore. This is awesome. You still call us. Hey, can I run this by you? I want to talk to you about it. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, because you guys obviously provide not only, as you said, the capital and the intelligence, but really that support. Right?
Absolutely.
You know, that safety net, yeah, that advisor, that ability to bounce
right.
things off.
And really this is where, you know, to scale that model by breaking that black box open and introducing them to some of our LPs, some of these investors, that have these domain expertise, as this is where I sort of can help distribute out that, you know, set, that additional hands that I need by connecting them with other, the investors in our fund who are all in, and these men and women are amazing. You know, they're senior executives in firms that you've heard of and big tech companies that you've heard of. And they're really excited to get their hands dirty because they love that model. And they're like, how can I help? You know, we had one of our investors reach out to us and said, well, I don't want to be very active. He is constantly, every day, he's emailing me. I saw these three companies. What do you want me to do, coach? Come on, get me in the game. Get me in the game.
It's in their
and
DNA.
I'm like, I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'm like, that's what gets me up in the morning is calling these guys and, you know, these men and women up and being like, okay, who wants to help us? Like, this is what we're going to do. And they are chomping at the bit and really excited.
So you deliberately focus in a couple of verticals, not hot at all.
You know? Yeah, not hot at all. I don't know. No one's, you know, this one was a cybersecurity one, you know, just that thing, not so common. You know?
So tell listeners a little bit about the verticals that you focus in and why. Were your companies in those spaces?
So I had actually come out of a heavy tech background. So I had done some things early on in my companies that were AI based and, you know, sort of early pattern matching. And at the same time, when I was an entrepreneur, I bootstrapped my companies working at State Street, working at Fidelity, working at, you know, T. Rowe Price. I was in building products for these companies. So I knew exactly how products were being built. I know how to go through risk. I know how to go through compliance. I knew the inner, you know, all that sort of little gears that make a fintech company. My other partners as well, they had worked in these spaces. So it was really amazing when we looked at what we wanted to invest in. We kept on coming back to these three verticals early, you know, late 2015 to, you know, early 2016. And we're like, we know who the customers are. We know who the acquirers are. We know who the people that are building products are. We've done it. All three of us have done it before. Let's just go after our sweet spot. And it just happened to be that in 2016, fintech just exploded. Cybersecurity exploded. AI exploded. So when we looked at that, we're like, we are on the right track. We've actually, like, threw the dice. It ran in our favor. Let's go for it.
So, you know, really an amazing story in terms of the convergence of not only the industries that you're servicing, but the opportunities that they present. And so, you know, it's not surprising that you've had explosive growth, and I would imagine tremendous interest in your fund as well from both investors and entrepreneurs, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been really cool to have, like, you know, since we announced in January, we've had about 200 companies reach out to us.
Oh.
And we are like, we've only really been able to talk to 20 to 30 just because it's been like the volume of, wait, you're an AI, fintech, and cybersecurity pre-seed investor that is really hands-on. Like, where do I line up?
Right.
And so it's been like, that's now been the hard part because we're talking to companies, we're fundraising at the same time, and then we're deploying capital on the other end. So it's really like, has been such an exciting 6 months that it's kind of like, I was looking, you know, it was actually reaching out to one of our partners and I had realized, wow, I haven't even met this guy. And it hasn't been in a year yet. Like, it felt like a lifetime since November, you know, or of last year.
Just the extent of the involvement
absolutely
that you have.
Absolutely. Of
and
like
contact.
How much has gone on in that last
year. Now, your geographic footprint is predominantly in the Boston area or New England area?
So one of the cool things about the three verticals is, and what's amazing about Boston is we are the inflection point of these three verticals. We are the inflection point of AI. It's coming out of our universities. It's coming out of, you know, accelerators. We're at the inflection point of fintech with the banks, the capital markets, the custodians that are here. We're
mutual
at
fund
inflection,
companies.
Exactly, mutual fund companies, the State Streets, the Prudentials, mm-hmm. the Hancocks, and in cybersecurity as well. And what's really cool is because we follow the domain expertise. So if you look at our portfolio now, we've got an amazing smart family wallet out of Portland, Maine called Wallet. We've got a blockchain company out of London, England. We've got this company out of Austin, Texas, and they all have an amazing Boston connection. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to be able to like start, expand from Boston and still have a nice touch point. Even we've got a third company that's coming on now, Boston based as well. So we're really, really excited about having that sort of connection.
There's got to be a reason they call it the hub.
Absolutely, it is.
Clearly the hub of the
universe. I came in 98 and I never left.
Wonderful. You want to tell us a little bit about your big news that's happening?
Yeah, so super proud. We just closed our second deal. And this is a follow-on to a company based here in the hub and also based in London called Rise Financial Technology. And they are modernizing the financial services back office using the blockchain. And they have customers, they have revenue. We have done a deal with this startup that we are the lead investor. And we, our co-investors are the biggest blockchain fund out of Europe called Bluefolio, the largest early stage venture fund out of Germany called Comparian. So we've got a hub company that has international investors with a lead Boston investor. So we're really, really excited to announce this. It's got an amazing team of ex-State Street. We kind of are, can't just say anymore. We're excited for them to start tackling the market. And we're pretty much pretty happy that this, that we are that lead investor. We invested them in our first fund a year ago. So to be able to follow up and be have a Boston, you know, VC firm lead that round is really, really exciting.
Fantastically exciting. Adrian Mendoza, founder and general partner of Mendoza Ventures. It's a real pleasure to have you on Radio Entrepreneurs, not only an entrepreneur yourself, but mentoring, coaching, and developing all these entrepreneurial companies. We'd love to have you and some of your portfolio companies come on, tell their
stories
from their perspective.
Absolutely. Would love it. Thank you, guys.
So why don't you tell our listeners if they want to get in touch with you, and it sounds like a lot of people are banging on your door.
Absolutely. You know what? You can come to our website, go to mendoza-ventures.com. You can email me at adrian@mendoza-ventures.com. And, you know, like one of the things that's unique about us is every general partner is always at an event. Come when you see me, if you're at a tech event, at a meetup, come by, say hi and say, hey, I saw you guys on Radio Entrepreneurs. Adrian, I want to talk, and always happy to talk.
Fabulous. Our pleasure, Adrian Mendoza, founder and general partner of Mendoza Ventures. Venture capitalist in the Boston area, focusing on AI, fintech, and cybersecurity. And it's been a real pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.